Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
There's no doubt the list of death, arrests, and fraud surrounding the world of the Murdaugh is long. But I thought maybe we should all refresh ourselves, because there's things on this list when I put it together that I was not even aware of, or was kind of aware of. But when you put it all into context, it's just, yeah. When someone asks them, how's your day going? How's your year? How's your life? And you list off this, you got to know things aren't going so well. So, ladies and gentlemen, the timeline of Murdaugh family murders, death, lawsuits, and arrests. We'll start back on July 8th of 2015. This is about Stephen Smith, who was found on the side of the road. Police officially ruled his death a hit and run, even though at the scene of the crime, there was no evidence of a hit and run. There was evidence of a bullet above his right eye, and nothing was broken at all. Shoes were on. People at the scene said this doesn't appear to be a hit and run. It appears to be a body that was dropped off. But at the end of the day, influence got it labeled a hit and run. His mother has since shared a belief that she thinks he was killed in a hate crime because he was gay. Paul's older brother, Buster, named multiple times in the investigation. Never charged with anything, but in there. Police wanted to know more about the relationship that he had with Stephen. Stephen's mother said he was having a fling and was set to go on a boating trip with a prominent person that everyone would be shocked by, from a prominent family in the same area as where the Murdaughs were from. Could it be anybody? Yeah, sure. It certainly could. In a deposition years later, one of Paul's friends said the family had covered up other killings. He is mentioned in Smith's death. Then we go over to February 2nd of 2018. Murdaugh's family housekeeper, Gloria Statterfield, died after falling down the stairs in the family house. This is a woman who pretty much raised Buster and Paul, almost like a de facto mom. Even Paul looked at her as a second mom. She had found some of Alex's baggies of pills. And then she fell down the stairs. And by the way, she was supposed to get a lot of money from an insurance settlement. Alec even said, hey, you know, here, use my buddy over here. He's going to help you sue me. And I got insurance and all that. And insurance will settle with you. And you'll get all this money. They didn't see a freaking dime. And it's February 23rd, 2019. Mallory Beach dies, being thrown from a boat driven by Paul Murdaugh. Paul charged afterwards because he'd been drinking and was behaving belligerently that night. He was released on bond. One of the 16s on board testified that they were scared to speak out about the Murdaugh family because they knew how to cover things up. Which they'd be right about. Then on June 7th, 2021, Paul and Maggie obviously murdered. You've heard enough about that. Alec obviously called 911, but waited about an hour after their deaths before doing so, because he claimed he found them. But here's another one that you may not be aware of. Alec's 81-year-old father, Randolph Murdaugh III, dies naturally, peacefully at home. Alec Murdaugh's alibi for the night of his wife and son's murder was that he was visiting his ailing mother in the hospital, and father died just 3 days later after a battle with cancer. Then on September 3rd of 2021, Alec resigned from his law firm amid claims that he had misused funds. The firm had to hire a forensic investigator to go through those accounts. September 4th, Alec called 911 claiming he'd been shot in the head in a drive-by. He only had surface wounds. He was able to call his brother, but needed to be airlifted. Not really needed, but was airlifted in a very grandstanding way. September 6th, Alec resigns from the law firm. In his statement, he says, I'm resigning from my law firm and entering rehab after a long battle that has been exacerbated by these murders. Well, that and the firm said, we realize that you've been stealing from us. Then police said Alec Murdaugh orchestrated his own shooting on September 14th. Going back to the airlift. And a botched assisted suicide scheme designed to give his surviving son a $10 million life insurance payment. Curtis Edward Smith, 61, arrested on charges of assisted suicide, assault and battery, pointing and presenting a firearm, insurance fraud, and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud. Smith is from Waterboro, South Carolina. Former client of Murdaugh, who represented him in minor traffic matters. They're kind of related distantly as cousins as well. According to police, Murdaugh paid him to shoot him in the head to kill him, making it look like a random drive-by attack, but he just grazed him. If that's even what happened. September 15th, police had opened a criminal investigation into Statterfield's 2018 death. This happened in 2021 of September 15th. South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, otherwise known as SLED, announced it's investigating. Statterfield, 57, had been, of course, the Murdaugh housekeeper for many, many years. 25 years, to be exact. She suffered the fatal brain injury following that mystery fall inside the Murdaugh home and the allegations where she tripped over the dog and fell down the stairs. She died several weeks later, February 26th of 2018. Sled said that HIT had opened a criminal investigation into Statterfield's death based on a request from the Hampton County Coroner, as well as information gathered during the course of other ongoing investigations involving Alec Murdoch. Then September 16th, Alec turned himself into police over insurance fraud schemes. Murdoch handed himself over to police in connection to the insurance fraud. He arranged his own killing so that he could get that $10 million payout. There he faces charges of insurance fraud, conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, and filing a false police report. But wait, there's more. November 29, 2021, Murdaugh faces 27 new counts after an indictment for an alleged $4.8 million financial crimes. Murdaugh indicted on 27 additional charges, with prosecutors saying he stole nearly $5 million in settlement money he had obtained for his dead housekeeper, an injured state trooper, and other people, as well as fees meant for his law firm. Satterfield's family decided to sue the Bank of America December 6th of 2021 following them basically allowing Murdaugh to stash life insurance money meant for them there. Satterfield's son said the bank looked the other way when it allowed Murdaugh to set up a fake account and transfer the insurance payouts to himself and a cousin. And if we go further, Alec Murdaugh and Curtis Smith charged with drug trafficking on June 28th of 2022. Murdaugh accused of writing 437 checks worth $2.4 million that Curtis Smith, the man he hired to murder him, cashed over 8 years until September 2021. Smith kept some of the money himself and used the rest for wide-ranging illegal activities, according to indictments unsealed June 28th. That illegal activity included a distribution network for the painkiller oxycodone, according to prosecutors, both men charged in possessing, manufacturing, and distributing narcotics. And let's not forget about the other bank involved in enabling Alec Murdaugh. July 21st of 2022, Palmetto State Bank CEO charged with bank fraud for helping Murdaugh steal money from his clients. Federal grand jury indicted Russell Lafitte, the former Palmetto State Bank CEO, for allegedly conspiring with Murdaugh to steal $8.5 million from his client's settlements. He's charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, and misappropriation of bank funds. Lafitte, by the way, November 22nd of 2022, found guilty on all of those charges against him. So there you go. Next time Alec is in an elevator, someone says, "Hey, how's it going?" It's a long list, although I kind of doubt Alec will be standing alone in an elevator ever again. Really?
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
So much. Sometimes you got to remind yourself, because there's all these pieces of the onion on the Murdaugh case, and that's just when we're talking about those parts of it. There's so many other pieces. It just blows your mind. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyBPod. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ bar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.